This is All Things Considered on 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth.
Wake up, violet, just be quiet. Forget all of the memories. You think that it was a bad dream. Wake up, violet, just be quiet.
That's Wake Up Violet by Columbus singer-songwriter Lisa Gain. She submitted that song to NPR's Tiny Desk Contest, was voted as WOSU's fan favorite, and she joins me now in studio. Hi, Lisa.
Hey, how are you?
I'm well. To start, tell me a little bit about this song. What was the process of writing it?
Well, it's a brand new song. I just wrote it like 3 days before I entered the contest. And it was inspired by the Me Too movement, all the victims. I had all the victims in mind, like the Cosby victims, the Weinstein victims that, you know, they were told no one's going to believe you because, you know, I'm powerful or whatever. And that's what I had in mind when I wrote it. And I literally finished it 3 days before I found out about the Tiny Desk Contest. And then one of my friends was like, hey, you need to, you know, try out for this, and I wasn't going to do it. And then I was like, this song is really meaningful. Just for this song alone, I should do it, you know. So I did it, kind of last minute thing.
And here you are.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Tell me a little bit about your journey as a musician. You started when you were 18. Have you been in Columbus? Have you been in Ohio this whole time?
Yeah, the whole time. I picked up guitar when I was 18. I taught myself, and about 6 months later, I was like, I'm going to go to a coffee shop. I asked the owner, can I come play? And she said yes, and that was in Grove City, which is, you know, pretty much Columbus. And then so I became a regular there, and then once I got of age, I started doing bars. I've been playing out. I played Dayton, I've played Cleveland, Cincy, like all over Columbus or Ohio. So I still do that, and I've been doing it for 22 years.
What's
a long
your
time?
No kidding. What's your favorite thing about the Central Ohio music scene?
Oh my God, there's so many talented people, and I'm very fortunate because I'm making this album with my band, Lisa Gain and the Rusty Silos, and I'm working with a lot of local musicians as guest musicians. So we're adding a lot more to some of the tracks with them. And there's so many talented musicians right here. Like, there's no need to go to Nashville, you know, to look for a great guitar player or violin player or cello player. They're here in Columbus. And I'm so lucky that I'm working with them. And every single time I work with a new musician, that becomes my new favorite song. I'm like, oh, I love that song. And then it's like, oh, I love this one.
So what's next for you?
So I'm making an album, which is super exciting, with the Rusty Silos. We're, you know, about halfway through it. I'm hoping to have it out, like, maybe the end of the year, beginning of next year is what I'm hoping for. And we're just going to keep playing, you know, bars in Ohio and, you know, doing our thing.
Well, we're going to go out with another one of your songs. This is The Way You Said Goodbye. Lisa Gain, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you for having me.
Lisa Gain is a Central Ohio musician. She submitted to NPR's Tiny Desk Contest, and she was voted as WOSU's fan favorite.
About the way you said goodbye, you didn't look into my eyes. You couldn't see my mind, things will never be the same. The way you said goodbye, like your heart was careless. If you had seen my day, would you still just walk away?